it's my turn. Yes.
It's about a man, Connor, who has been asked to ghostwrite a wellness book, which is problematic on many levels. Here in this snippet, he is trying to connect to his anti-vaxxer girlfriend's teen daughter, or actually connect with. Connor and Miranda are way too much in each other's space, poking awkwardly at their breakfasts across the tiny kitchen table. How do you feel about not being vaccinated? Miranda paused to stare at her Cheerios. What makes you think I'm not vaccinated? I've met your parents. She paused again and smiled. Can you keep a secret? Go ahead. I got myself vaccinated. What, really? Does your mom not know? Neither of them know, and you would better not tell them. I mean, let's be cool about it. But you should write this up, the whole thing. It's pretty awesome. No shit, I had no idea these things were done. How'd you manage it anyway? You're underage. Here's the thing. You know how, like, when you were my age, pot was illegal and transgressive and everyone wanted to get high? It's that way now with vaccines. Maybe some kids really think they need to be vaccinated, but mostly people would just want to say fuck you to their hippie parents. Where do you fit in on that spectrum? Do you really want to say spectrum when talking about vaccines? I mean, come on. Okay, fair enough, but how does it even work? So there's this whole underground vaccination network. It's not really dark net, more gray net. You can get anything, MMR, Tdap, Gardasil, shingles, whatever you want. It's like totally legit. Who administers the shots? Random people. Some are nurses or med techs or whatever. Some are just gifted amateurs. You have to be careful because you don't want some asshole giving you saline or worse. But most of these places are on the up and up. Social justice warriors trying to fix things. You know the type. The way I figure, as long as they're not injecting me with hepatitis, it's better than nothing. So do you go to an office? Where's all this done? How do they keep it under the radar? They're like, I don't know, medical raves. People would do these pop-up clinics in warehouses or abandoned Best Buys or whatever. Or it goes around through Insta. It's all coded, but everyone knows what they're talking about. Where do they get the vaccines? How the fuck should I know? Maybe they raid Pfizer. Maybe it's Mexican cartels. Maybe they do deals with disaffected pharmacists. You don't ask questions. People will think you're a narc. Wow, that's really interesting. Miranda pushed back from the table, unable to contain herself. This is just fucking glorious. What? You should see yourself. Your little boomer heart just grew three sizes because the kids are taking care of themselves. You don't have to worry about the future anymore. Everything is going to be okay. Oh, fuck me, really? Hey, future stepdad, can I borrow $50 to get vaccinated? Promise I won't blow it on fentanyl. I can't believe you. Likewise. How does it feel to be such a loser? I don't know. How does it feel to be such a douchebag? Miranda stood up. Good talk.